India Walton shocked Buffalo political establishments with what appears to be a victory over four-term incumbent Byron Brown. With that victory comes many firsts. Buffalo's first ever female mayor, Buffalo's first candidate since 1961 to unseat an incumbent, and the first socialist mayor in a city of Buffalo's size since Milwaukee had one over 60 years ago.
This is Buffalo, and it's not lost on me that we have a very entrenched Democratic Party that has no interest in our type of politics.
Walton says the key to her campaign's success was organization through grassroots efforts.
Today is only the beginning. From the very start, I said, this is not about making India Walton mayor of Buffalo. This is about building the infrastructure to challenge every damn seat.
The unofficial accounts have Walton leading Brown 11,132 to 9,625. Brown has yet to concede, telling his own supporters Tuesday night they will wait for every vote to be counted.
We're going to continue to watch the numbers as they come in. We're going to continue to move forward.
Erie County has 1,536 absentee ballots left, but Brown trails Walton by 1,507 votes. With all other votes in, the only other feasible solution for Brown to continue a re-election effort would be through write-in ballots. Walton is confident her workplace come January 2022 will be City Hall, as she declared victory at Poise Lounge on Niagara Street.
This victory is ours. It is the first of many. If you are in an elected office right now, you are being put on notice.
Heading towards the general election in November, no other challengers have filed paperwork to run against Walton on other party lines. Erie County Democratic Chairman Jeremy Zellner released a statement saying he looks forward to, quote, supporting and assisting India Walton as she embarks on a new administration and a new era for the city of Buffalo. At the end of Tuesday night, Walton stood outside with her sons, taking in the moment. Walton says her team plans to hit the ground running come next year.
It's been 16 years, and though we've seen progress in certain areas, there are a lot of people, the majority of us, have not enjoyed in what is being called the Renaissance. I think that now is a time where people are standing up and saying that we're not going to take this lying down. The status quo is not enough. And people just want change.
While Walton's victory will come as a shock and an upset to the public, she had these words for her supporters.
I hate to say I told you so.
Nick Lippa, WBFO News,